prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's program, and you are in for a real treat tonight. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Before I do that, though, don't forget we're going to have Bible study this weekend, and you all can join us live, and I hope you will. If you have a computer, you can watch us live starting at 10:30 Eastern Time. You can go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream from 10:30 to 11. We always do prayer requests and praise reports. You know that. That's something we want to do every time we get together. 10:30 to 11, that's what we do. 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. We take prophecy and current events and show you where we are in time and what's coming next. Just like I did last night on last night's program for the first time in a long time. Got to do it last night on the radio. What we see happening in the past, in past history, what's happening now, all ties into prophecy. It's all in the Bible. Or if you don't have a computer, you can listen online. You can listen on the phone by calling 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Now, we do that so you can join us, folks. And I know people watch us all the world. I know that'd be a fact. Sometimes not live, but on record, just you can get folks to find us all over the internet. Just type in my name or call to Decision Ministries. You'll see our teachings scattered all over the internet and Rumble and Brighteon and Spotify and many places. You'll find our teachings available. And you can listen online a lot of those places to a broadcast, too. But I hope you'll join us. I really mean that, folks. That's why we have it. We're here because you're here, like I said before. If y'all weren't out there helping us, we would not be here. And that's the truth. And as I've said before and confessed to you all and told you before, if I'd had my druthers, I would have got off the radio quite a while back and went fishing or something. But our Father in heaven says, no, not yet. So next month, I'll be 75 years old, the 7th of next month, and I thought maybe I'd hang it up in September because I'll be 75, been on radio over 30 years. But our boss said no, and his will be done, not mine. And don't forget, we're often hearing what Dr. Judy Mikovits told us to offer, the Affidavit of Proof of Immunity. Affidavit of Proof of Immunity that you can fill out and have it notarized, and keep it the next time somebody wants to give you a jab or tells you that you can't enter a business without wearing a mask. This is lawful, totally lawful. You can give them a copy of it and say, if you want to enforce that, you go ahead, but we're going to sue you. Now, this will work, folks. I have it in my hand right now looking at it. It covers masks, PCR tests, anything else that has to do with any of these things. And all I'm asking is if you'll pay postage, it's about a dollar. Postage is 63 cents now, so it's not cheap. If you'll send a buck, or if you can't afford it, that's okay. Just call us and let us know. We'll send you a copy of it. Or you can call and write and ask for it. But our phone number to call, if you want to call and ask for anything, anything we can offer through the ministry, whether it be buying me a toothpaste, a mouthwash, or Strauss products, or anything else we may offer, you know we have our fantastic product, Sugar to Fiber, which has lowered my sugar count by 33%. One-third, folks, lowered my sugar count with a natural product. It's available all through the ministry. But call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And if you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you'll call us on our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want you to talk to us, and I mean that, and help us if you can. Keep the lights on in the office. Our guest tonight will tell you also from a personal experience that keeping the bills paid can get pretty hard. As technology advances, folks, and then sometime in the near future, we're going to be going on our video. You'll be able to watch us live on Roku, and I don't know how it's going to work yet. I have no idea. I just know the gentleman that does the websites helped me get everything figured out. He just ordered a camera and a mic built into one. We're trying to figure out how to do this and get this office set up to do that. I have a very small office, not much room in it. But we're going to try to make it work sometime in the near future. I don't know when. That'll be up to Todd, our producer, when he gets his own Roku, and we'll go from there. But our guest tonight is somebody that I've been listening to on the radio for quite a while. Matter of fact, I rebroadcast him here on 87.9 here in West Virginia, in Nicholas County. He plays it on my radio station from 6 to 8 every morning, from 6 to 7, and then 7 to 8, well, same program repeated twice. Always interesting guest. I mean, always interesting guest. And his comments alone are interesting, and I think he has the same kind of makeup I do. You're getting tired of being just talking. You're getting tired of being pushed around, getting tired of everybody just talking about things, not doing anything. He's starting to get angry about this, and God bless him. So am I. His name is Doug Hagman. He has the Hagman Report. You can look it up online. Check it out for yourself. This man, I've listened to us here for a long time. I've always liked listening to him. And finally got through Coach Dave, got a hold of him, had a chance to talk to him and get to know him a little better and get him on this broadcast. Mr. Hagman, are you there?
It's Doug, and I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Doug. It's good to have you, and I mean that. I'm not kidding. I listen to you about every morning. And your guest. I always enjoy your guest. I truly do. And the more I listen to what you're saying, the more I agree with what you're saying. It's getting kind of tiresome listening to seeing all these things happen and the news media covering what they want to cover and very little being done as far as changing anything. They're just talking. And you and I both know that we worked with politicians over the years. Politicians have promised this and promised that and done nothing. And the church has sat back and allowed everything to happen inside the church, even right down to sodomy and everything else. We have people from January 6th, innocent men in prison who did nothing wrong. We had a president that could have pardoned him if we left office. He didn't do it. Now, he's facing charges, and I don't feel sorry for him. I may sound awful to say that, but he wasn't there for the men that supported him. So that's just the way I see it. Now, we'll go from there to the other direction you want to go, Doug, but I had to say that. What do you want to add anything to that or add anything else?
Well, no. I mean, I know where you're coming from. The only reason I a lot of people call me pro Donald Trump, which is fine. Okay. I would rather have an imperfect man who understands the Constitution or likes the Constitution, wants the Constitution to be the most relevant document in the land, in the office than anyone else. But however, you're right about his abandonment of the J6 protesters. I don't see him doing much, if anything, for them. I don't see him doing any kind of mea culpa for the for him backing the what we now know is an unsafe experimental genetic
absolutely
test. So, absolutely. You know, having said all that, I've got some problems, very big problems with them now. Having said that as well, My question is, why would the deep state, given the fact that he really appears to have some pretty large issues with the Patriots and with again, like the injecticide, as I like to call it. Why are they so adamant to take him out? Is it because it's just not their person, or is it because of some other reason? I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't either, but you know, I have to add this to that. And this probably seems really far-fetched, and it probably is. But the more they attack him, it seems like his supporters support him. Kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire, maybe. Maybe they think they're going to get rid of him, but they're throwing gasoline on the fire. I don't know where this is going to go. I have no idea. I do know that Biden now is getting more hot water, more proof coming out of what he did. And now, apparently in Michigan, you'll find this internet. Apparently in Michigan, the absolute proof that the election was rigged in Michigan. They have absolute proof from DA offices I forget the name of the county in Michigan that they proved that the election was rigged. They proved it without a shadow of a doubt. They give it over to the FBI. The FBI has done nothing with it. We know what's happening with Biden and the crime family. You know what I'm seeing? What I'm saying, Doug, is I'm even a few years old than you are, and I know you're about as old as dirt too, right? But anyway,
yeah.
I haven't seen, as far back as I know, that when I got involved in politics, clear back to Reagan when I really started getting involved, and then with Newt Gingrich and all of them going to clean the House, and when Trump got in, he had 2 years controlling both House and Senate, and basically nothing got done. So I've got a bad taste mouth for all politicians. And being a pastor and a Christian, I realize unless this nation repents, there's not a man in this nation that can save this country. It's way too late unless the whole nation repents and the people get up on their hind feet and say enough is enough. But when we allow perverted drag queens and sodomites and pedophiles to entertain our children in public schools and public libraries, when the people sit back and basically do nothing, we get what we deserve. Do you follow what I'm saying?
100%. I do. I agree. And you know, with that, look, I totally agree with you on the politics of the past too. I started paying attention, believe it or not, when I was a lot younger man, around the time of Nixon. Okay, so now I was very young, but nonetheless, I was very I paid attention to things, and then of course we had. From Nixon, we had the Carter years, and of course stagflation, and then from there we had we went into the Reagan era of prosperity, but never in my life have I seen what we're seeing right now, especially with And by the way, I want to just say thank you for having me on your program. Because,
oh, you're welcome.
I really believe that. As my friend Steve Quayle says, there are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. I think that we as a people have to realize that we are not fighting against anything on the principle. We're fighting things of a
spiritual nature.
Spiritual thank nature. Yes. And I'm an investigator. I spent my life as an investigator in the private sector, usually for Fortune 100 companies, big fraud cases, and then I graduated into or got involved in forensic disciplines, including blood spatter analysis. So I consulted with the police department, and I did some work with the FBI. Back, I can hear people saying, "Oh, you're one of them." No. Back in the day, I was an operational informational asset for the Department of Justice and FBI. So I kind of know how they work a little bit. And even today, post 2001, I did some work with the FBI as well as the Defense Department for domestic and non-domestic terrorist threats. Okay, and I thought it was pretty good, but you know, I stopped doing that with my team, and the reason I stopped is because I had a team member come up to me and say, "Look, I can't tell who the good guys and who the bad guys are anymore." And I think back at that moment, at that very moment that was said, I realized that, you know something? We are in an epic battle against something so spiritual, so
yes,
huge.
Yes.
And by the way, that's why I'm frustrated now. And a lot of times you'll hear my show and I'm just absolutely frustrated. And if you run my program, I'm sorry if I cuss once in a while, but doggone it, you know, what are we going to do about this? And you know, God, and Pastor, I'll ask you, look, I am okay with God saying, hey, you know what? I got this, I got this. I believe he does. But what am I supposed to do? Because I cannot do nothing while my brothers are rotting in a jail cell over January 6th.
Sure.
I can't do nothing when the republic is being destroyed, not our democracy, but a republic is being destroyed. I cannot not do something. So, that's why it's frustrating sometimes to me.
Well, I understand. I do. I believe through all this time that I've been on the radio, and way before then even, although I've matured a lot in the growth in what's happening spiritually, I hope, more than anything else, but also in what's happening in the world. I was sitting at a supper table one night before even having children back in 73, I believe it was, when we abandoned Vietnam. And I lost friends over there, and I don't have a pancreas because Agent Orange killed my pancreas many years ago, and I'm a diabetic because of that. When that happened, I started realizing, gee, the red, white, and blue is not as true as I thought you was. I started, and then we got into the Waco fiasco, and on from there, I started realizing that we've been conned big time. So from that beginning, I have seen election after election, administration to administration, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, makes no difference. We kept going further down the road to destruction and chaos. We kept going further. Now we say, well, Democrats leading down the road quicker. I'm not denying that. It seems that way. But with each one of them, we lost ground. For example, Reagan is going to cut taxes. He had the largest tax increase anybody in history on his presidency up until this time. I mean, we've seen this progressive destruction of this country, the foundation being destroyed with each administration, now to the point that we have a president who flies the sodomite pedophile flag equal to or above the American flag, have a picture of the military standing at all four branches with their flags flying, and a U.S. flag there too, under the queer flag. That's why I don't have any hope for America to be redeemed by any man or group of men, unless there's total repentance. But the churches themselves now are playing games with the sexual deviance. So we're fighting powers, Doug, you know this, probably better than I do, on a spiritual plane much higher than you and I can understand. People don't want to know about this. They don't even think about this. But there are beings out there, and we call them Nephilim, call them what you want to. But there are beings who have worked with men on this earth ever since they fell from heaven. That's why the earth was destroyed the first time, because Noah's family was the last pure DNA left on earth. Now we're seeing the same thing happen again, but there are beings out there and powers and municipalities and powers and principalities that we don't even comprehend. We can't comprehend. Now, we may understand some of it, but we don't comprehend it because it's way above our comprehension. But that's who we're fighting in the long run. We're seeing it manifest in the flesh. We are. And we're supposed to stand up and fight this thing spiritually in prayer, with a spiritual sword, but also in the flesh, stand up and expose it. That's what the Ephesians says, expose it and stand against it. Even to the point, God help us, and I'm going to say it, to taking up arms if necessary. And that the Second Amendment was not given to us to duck hunt. And in Numbers chapter 1, when in the Middle East was formed in Numbers chapter 1 in Israel, God did not give the people a right to bear arms. He commanded them to. Nehemiah chapter 4, the same thing. Luke 22:36, Christ said, if you don't have a sword, say you come and buy one. Christians are commanded to stand on the truth and take down evil all around us. And in the Declaration of Independence, we aren't just given a right to stand, we're given a duty to stand. But Doug, the only thing, I'm talking now mostly to the church, the only thing the church in America will stand for today is in line to get a hot dog.
Precisely. And you know, except for the very few pastors like yourself and a few others I know, many Christians are just hearing this watered-down version of the gospel, hearing a watered-down version of current events, hearing that current, well, you really can't do anything, nor should you do anything. You can't change prophecy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to change prophecy. I get all of that. What I'm trying to do is be obedient to God. And
our this duty. Is where my You're trying to do your duty. You're trying
exactly.
to do your duty.
Yes, yes. So, you know, so I look at it like, okay, you know, Heavenly Father, what do you want me to do? And I've heard you say this before about, well, you know, maybe at such and such a time I'll just hang it up and just, you know, what I'm doing with radio because I'm at a certain age and I get that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should just. I feel like I'm talking to myself, so maybe I could hang it up. And but every time I get that check in my spirit, God's saying, "Look, you're doing exactly what I told you,
yes,
or what I,
yes.
you know, what I want you to do." So,
yes.
And some people might say, "Well, that's you know." You don't do it very well. Well, okay. Yeah.
I will argue with that. I don't either, so don't feel bad. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, no. So, and like you had mentioned too, you know, I believe our country was, where our Constitution, I believe what was said about our Constitution, and that's, it's only going to work for a righteous and moral people, a populace. And we have not evolved. We've devolved into this immoral and this lack of righteousness. You know, where
absolutely.
And of course, I don't need to. Everyone listening to this knows this. They know that good is being called evil, and evil is being called good right now. We know that we're in that time period exactly where we should be, and perhaps we should celebrate the time in which we live because we know. God's promises to us. So that's the only thing that keeps me going. But
well, you know, I will say this much, and this much you said.
Yeah.
We were born for such a time as this. You and I were not born out of season. No one's been born out of season. You were born when you were born for a purpose. That purpose was to glorify our Father in heaven, our Creator. But we were born for this time. We were given the tools for this time to fight evil, Doug. And you do it every day. I listen to you. Y'all have some very powerful programs on there in all different directions. That's why I like listening to you in the mornings. But this is, we're here for this time, Doug. You're right. Yeah, sometimes I wish I'd been born back in the 1700s or early 1800s. This nation was still a republic and a free nation and a,
yep.
and a godlier nation. But we were born, and I was born in 1948. You were born in 1950s or whatever. But we were
yep.
born at the time we're supposed to be born. And by the grace of God, we were brought forth to this battle. I'm not him. I don't understand all that he does or why he would take an old hillbilly like me that barely got through high school and put me in something like this, call me to preach. Put me in the military to show me things later on in my life that was wrong with what I was even doing then, and then have patience with me as I grew. I mean, I don't know why or how he does that, because I don't have that kind of patience for myself. But he did. And everybody that listens to this program, I want you to know that you were not born out of time. You were born for the purpose that you're here today. You need to live your life, pray to the Father which way you should go, and then do it. And, Doug, don't be afraid to do it. Speak up, stand up, don't shut up. If we end up in jail, like Pastor Pulaski in Canada, then so be it. If that's our Father's will, we should glorify him when we're going through persecution and praise him that we're kind of worthy to suffer for him. So far, I have not been in jail. I've been before the FBI 3 times, a federal grand jury once, but I'm still out here preaching and trying to teach the word. And to be quite honest with you, I don't care if I hear lips of Pope. I'm going to tell it like it is.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, exactly. And I think what you said is, I think the listeners to this program, and the listeners to mine, I hope, realize that they were born for this time. And However, now I'd like to see the contract I signed. I'm kidding, of course. But, let me give that a read one more time. But no, I know exactly what you're saying. And now I also believe too, because a lot of I get a lot of email, a lot of correspondence, and by a lot I mean a lot. So. I try to be as transparent and as obvious, and I try to be me. And, you know, I don't put what you see is what you get. OK, so all my faults, and I try to be like open with everyone and to the extent reasonable and possible. But, you know, it frustrates me when people tell me, well, you know, just relax. Yeah, but God's got this and you really don't have to do anything. Oh, I don't think that's what the Bible said.
If that were true, then Christ went to the cross for no purpose. And God had this.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And exactly. Paul was beheaded. But God had it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think a lot, you know, this is something that I get to talk to a lot of great people, a lot of high caliber people. I don't even know how to describe high caliber people. I guess people that are in the common, or that most people would know that their names. I suppose. And well, there I go. Now I'm not even sure where I was going with that, except to say that. You know, we have to fight the battles in which we here on Earth that are, I think, being the battles here on Earth are being replicated by the battles that are in the heavenlies.
Of course.
So when you mentioned, of course, you for example, you mentioned something that a big story. I think we're going to be hearing more about this. Jim Hoft and Patty McMurray were on with Steve Bannon on War Room this past, I guess it might have even been tonight or yesterday, I'm not sure. But they were talking about this very explosive elections fraud report from Michigan.
Yes, that's what yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So as I was going through that, come to find out, one company, and this is GSI Strategies, one person from one company dropped off somewhere between 8,500 and 10,000 ballots.
Yes.
Or registration, voter registration, and or in the weeks before the 2020 election.
That's right.
Okay, so to make a long story short, the registrar, the voter, the head of elections, or the person in charge of, well, the registrar in the county contacted the state police. The state police then got the FBI involved, and the investigation died.
Yep.
And that's 3 years ago. And the status of the investigation, well, it's still ongoing. And look, as an investigator, I know what that means. It means that, yeah, good luck with that, pal.
Hang on to the break, Doug. Folks, a lot more to talk about in your phone call next half. Hey, listen to one of my favorite guys on radio tonight, Doug Hageman. The Hageman Report. Check it out. H-A-G-M-A-N, Hageman Report. Back at the break with the phone calls, as always, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. And by the way, as I said many times in the program, if you listen to this on shortwave right now on 6115, you're listening to that because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver pays for that hour for us for 3 nights a week. That's how we get on there. And if you can't hear the first, if you're having a hard time hearing it on 6115 right now, you can go to 3215 at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern and hear it on that frequency also. So we're trying our best to get all we can out to you, as much information as possible, every way we possibly can afford to do. And I'm sure Doug would agree it's very expensive to do these things, but we're trying our best to keep it going and make it work for everybody. So if you listen on shortwave, Melody Seastrom is the one who helps do this. You might want to call her sometime and talk about some gold and silver. And I praise God I did that back in the 90s because I owned my home and property. Paid off 17 years early with silver about back in the 90s when silver dollars were $3 a piece back then. I'm telling the truth. You can call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you over so she knows I do mention the radio, okay? Our guest tonight is Doug Hageman of the Hageman Report. I love talking to this man. It's the first time I ever had him on the radio broadcast. I've known of him for a long time. Never spoke to him before until about 2 or 3 weeks ago when Coach Dave got us in touch with each other. And it's been a treat talking to him. It really has, and I don't have him on the program tonight. Doug, right back at you. Now, we're talking about different issues, different topics of all kinds. But we're seeing so much happen now in this country. You know, this country, the Bible tells us in Scriptures that in Psalms, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And right. The foundations of this country have been destroyed and being eroded every day. We have illegals sleeping in the streets of New York City. And now the city that voted to elect the mayor, Adams, because they wanted to be a sanctuary city, are crying, we got too many, don't say no more. I mean, they warned him, now they got him, so shut up, quit bawling, and I'm not going to pay you. I don't want to hear you bawl. You asked for it, you got it. But anyway, we're seeing our nation being destroyed by illegals coming in here and living off you and I, sucking off the lifeblood of other people, while our own people are homeless, the veterans sleeping in the streets, can't afford to find a place to live, and we're feeding illegals, giving them free phones and free medical care, and we don't take care of our own. Now, that was not an accident, was it, Doug? That was done on purpose, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I was speaking with a physician, a medical physician, who practices in the Midwest, and he's seeing, by the way, with this wave of it's an invasion. It's not
it's
a migration.
Invasion. Yes, it's invasion. Yes, it is.
Okay. Now what he's seeing is drug-resistant tuberculosis coming up through also men with some drug-resistant STDs. STDs are on the rise throughout the Midwest, throughout the various cities. You've got
leprosy, by the way. Leprosy's come back. Go ahead.
Yep. So you've got all of this that we're seeing. It's an open door in Chicago. I mean, right now, I wrote a column Pastor, I enjoy your writings, by the way.
I
wrote a column for Wisconsin Christian News. And
Okay,
so if you can think about this, folks, since Biden has been in office, we have seen the population of 35 of U.S. states come into the United States. I wrote about this in the last issue, or in this issue of Wisconsin Christian News. So we are being invaded. And of that, some 8,000 Chinese. You've got, as you said, New York City. Hey, you know what? We're getting a little tired of this. Please get them out of it. Well, you voted for this. The people who voted for it have the walls up, have the protection, while we, in fact, can have neither. So, I see some irony here too, and I think God. In some ways has a sense of humor. I think that I like to think that I do believe that they're going to find out what they've done, and I'm far from a pastor or I'm far from a minister. I don't have a ministry. I just have a talk show, and somebody mistakenly put a microphone in front of me. I don't know what they were thinking in a camera. I don't know what they were thinking. Okay, so but I do my research, and like you had said, okay, there are so many things going on that are happening right now against our constitutional republic, which is an affront, of course, to our – I mean, look at the transgender agenda. This has been – and people don't realize this. This really began in the early 20th century, okay, with people like John Money. But the track for this is long. The road is long. It didn't happen. It didn't just happen overnight. It didn't happen with the Obergefell decision, although that propelled it into legalizing this moral decay that we find ourselves today. That facilitated things. So, as Coach Dave likes to say, God bless that man. I think the world of him. I mean, what he does with his with his group and his. Now that I would call a ministry, because he goes out there and he prays in front of, on Supreme Court steps. He prays in front of abortion clinics, and he feels the wrath of people, of the deep state. Excuse me. So, and anyway, I'm all over the place, but the foundations of our country have been shaken to the core, are being shaken
Absolutely.
To the core, and. Yes. I'll be quiet now in case you want to get a word in edgewise.
Well, no, that's fine. I love listening to you, Doug. I really do, because you and I think a lot the same, and we're both getting fed up with the sitting back and doing nothing. And I'm fed up mostly with the so-called churches in America, who really are doing very little, if anything at all, to quell the tide of evil. Or they meet and go to church, and sometimes they may preach a good sermon, but they have no idea what's happening. They don't want to know what's happening. You try to tell them what's happening. They look at you like, well, why should I get involved in that? I'm just here to save souls. I'm so glad that in 1776, the militiamen didn't say, well, I'm just here to save souls. I mean, insane is that? And I'm so glad that the scriptures teach us that in Nehemiah chapter 4, when we went back to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, God himself said, you carry a sword in one hand, a tool in the other. They weren't there just to rebuild a temple and save souls. They were there to rebuild the temple for the glory of God, no matter what the cost. But we've lost that zeal. We've lost the backbone. We've lost the compassion for those around us who are suffering because they don't know the truth, Doug. And your job, my job, and others like us, perhaps by the grace of God, are trying to get the truth out there. But we're laughed at. We're mocked in many places. Not as much used to be, maybe, but we're still... just the way it is, you know, I never get called to preach in a church. No one ever calls Pastor Butch to come preach in my church. They don't do it. You know, and I don't know why. I never yet shot anybody or, you know, but I do carry a gun on my hip behind the pulpit. I don't care who knows it. I carry a gun anywhere I go. In West Virginia, we're blessed. We can carry in a pocket if we want to or out in the hip. I know it makes no difference. We're blessed that way in this little state. And a lot of things in the state I like. That's why I stay here. We're the poorest state in the country, yet we're the cheapest state to live in. We have more rights, gun rights, than most states in the country. We have property rights without being zoned everywhere, so we're blessed that way. But nonetheless, I fight to maintain those things for my children's sake. But I would want so much to have two or three other preachers in the county I live in trying to warn the people about what's coming, but I don't know of one. Or in this whole state, actually, I don't know of any that I know of. That are teaching, like we do at our Bible studies, we have Christian Worldview News, where we take current events and scripture and time together. It's not hidden, Doug, it's there. And I can tell you what's coming next because it's in the Bible. It goes in sequence.
Yes.
The free loving segment back in 1960s led to the same-sex clothing back in the late 60s, led to the gay movement in the 70s, and look where it's got us now.
And you know, people, I don't know how many people know this, but when you research that those various movements, whether it be the Haight-Ashbury district in California, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, the fingerprints of the intelligence communities are all over that, whether it be from the times of the Manson murders, the MK Ultra programs, the you can see the demonic as well. The individuals in these rogue individuals in these agencies worshiping not the God of the Bible, but worshiping another God, and really working against all of America. And you know, back then, I don't think a lot of people, God bless those who really got it back then. Who received the spiritual download. Hey, this is something more than what it appears to be. Well, we're in that same period again.
Yes, we
except
are.
It is so much
worse. Far worse.
Yes. I think maybe God gave us an opportunity, those who could see back then, to do something. And of course, not enough did. Here we are. Now, how many of us will act upon what we're seeing today? And by acting upon it, I'm not calling for civil war or anything like that. I think that's...
Well, it's coming. It's coming. Call for it or not, it's coming.
You know what? I have no doubt in my mind. And, you know, I look at my grandchildren. God bless them. And my heart breaks for them. I want them to know. I want them to know a normal, Norman Rockwell-ish kind of existence growing up. The kind like you and I had. To some extent, okay.
Right,
now, obviously,
right.
I just see that robbed from them, and my heart breaks because of that. Because what have they done? They're so innocent. They've done nothing, and then of course, the children who have been enslaved by the globalist, by the people, and you can make fun of this all the time. Oh, I had reporters from the Rolling Stone magazine in my office. I don't know, 5 years ago, I guess it was. And I just stopped talking to him. I had this, because the interview was about the Pizzagate at the time. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it wouldn't matter what I said. They were going to write what they were going to write anyway. I realized that, so I just stopped talking. And I said, you know, whatever. And they took that as, well, you know, you've got nothing. So anyway, I've been there, but if we, but here's the thing. I think we as a church are commanded to get together, but man, getting members of the church together or any group together, it seems like it's like herding a bunch of cats. Even if we're on the same page, there's no cohesiveness among us, and where there is any level of cohesiveness, there's always infiltration by the FBI or something. Okay,
of course.
And then the setup, you know. So, so that's where I'm at today. I'm looking at all these events, the fraud in the 2020 election. I think it's been proved beyond any reasonable doubt.
It had been proven, yes. But now, of course, the DeSantis come out and says he doesn't believe that now. I don't want to cut you off, but we're getting the phone lines full here. We got to get some calls coming through. But
sure.
But it's just amazing to me, Brother Doug, that for many years I doubted myself. Maybe I'm just doing the wrong thing. You know, I think I was probably one of the first pastors on the radio that ever started this movement back in the 90s. 93 is when it started. I think I'm one of the first pastors ever got on the radio and talked about what's happening in current events and try to get it lined with the Bible. And a lot of people thought I was nuts because I wasn't preaching the so-called gospel. I am preaching the gospel. I'm preaching God's word to show what's happening to warn the people, just like the prophets did in the Old Testament. I'm not an Old Testament prophet, but I would say a New Testament prophet as far as being able to take the Bible itself, not prophesying the future, but the Bible itself, taking current events and showing what's going on in time and what's next. I can tell you the next step when I take a walk down the road. I can tell you what the next step's going to be, where I'm going to be. I'll be step. I mean, it's not rocket science to see what's happening, piece by piece, minute by minute, and issue by issue. But let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, praise the Lord. I get to hear two of my favorite alt media guys on the same night. And both of whom are on my prayer list. So, number one, thanks to both of you for your courage and for speaking up about the truth. As a 20-year military veteran, as a 26-year veteran of the so-called intelligence community, I agree with Pastor Butch. I don't like the idea of veterans having to sleep in boxes and while they bring illegals across the border and put them up sometimes in luxury hotels.
That's true.
Which they trash, by the way, in New York City, while our veterans are living in boxes, not getting the proper care that they should and were promised, by the way. So I am not happy camper about that. By the way, I'm Doug. I've got a couple questions for Doug, but before I ask him, I want to ask everyone to please pray for Pastor Butch. What direction that the Lord would have him take with Call to Decision Ministries, please. Don't forget
Thank
to pray
you.
For Pastor Butch. Pray for the protection of folks like Doug Hagman. And other people, Doug Thornton, it comes to my mind, that are out there telling the truth and risking a lot. So please do pray for them. Pray for Pastor Butch's wife, Marcia Jean, that God would heal her of the osteoporosis and keep her safe from falls. Please do that. Our prayers for each other are very important.
Yes, they are.
The question I got for Doug is, I once heard the name Dave Hagman. Is he any relation to you?
I don't know any Dave Hagman, so
okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. The other question, you are a PI, am I correct?
I'm a multi-state licensed investigator. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, anyway, I know you've got the other people coming on, so I just want to say that thanks to people that are out there telling the truth like you folks, and I'll let the other people get on. But again, just thank you, and folks, please do pray for these two men and for others that are out there risking their lives. And God bless you both, and thank you both very much for telling the truth to folks.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for being there, brother. Appreciate it. Any comments, Doug, before we get another caller?
No, thank you, sir. No.
And by the way, folks, I didn't announce this, but last night, seeing how I was on by myself last night, your calls did not count. We asked for people to call one time a week, one time in 3 nights a week, but because I was on by myself, we opened the lineup last night, so you can call again tonight. And if you don't call tonight, you can call tomorrow night with tomorrow night's guest. But anyway, we got some people called last night. We'll be on right now very quickly. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Bush. I know the answer. I follow the rules. Doug Hangman, you worked with Rusty Starr.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, as a matter of fact.
I listened to your show, and you were working with him when he got ill.
Yes, ma'am.
And his wife, Esther Hartz. Are there people still doing what he was doing? Are they
yes.
still intervening?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know if that. Yeah, I didn't know if that continued because we lost both of them.
Right. We have reconstituted into what is now known as Shatter Ops. ShatterOps.org. ShatterOps.org. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. God bless everybody. God bless him. God bless you. But as far as what's going on, it's all there in the Bible. Boom, boom, boom. God says, I will. And he is.
Yes.
And he is going to take us out. And unless we are spiritually strong, and you always, every day, have to continue to strengthen, because this is, you know, we're headed for something that no one's ever seen.
Well, it's like the theme song says, this is war. We're at war here. And if we don't arm ourselves and have knowledge of what the enemy's going to do, we will be taken down. Understand that, folks. This is simple military tactics and spiritual war. Go ahead.
We're going to be taken down. Well, not the Christians, not the true Christians. They may defeat us. They may, you know, our bodies may be gone, but we're going home.
Yeah, when I say taken down, I mean Christians are not informed enough to know it and be deceived. Many Christians are going to be deceived. All that cry, Lord, Lord, are not going to enter in. Many Christians will be deceived, and that's the sad part. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
And they don't want to know, but that's in the book too.
Yes, it is.
Many will fall.
And if I can, Pastor, about that, if I may, I saw a meme on social networking that said, "There's a reason there's a stairway to heaven and a highway to hell." I just thought that was applied here to this conversation. Anyway.
Well, that kind of fits in. Yeah, it does. Go ahead, Jan. Got to rush. I got more calls. Go ahead.
But this has been, as far as the elections, as far as all that, they started that long before the 70s. Pay this person to vote this way. Unions voted all together, all this stuff. And it hasn't done any good. Has anything changed for the better?
No, it really hasn't. And overall, it has not. It has not. And this last election was not the first crooked election. We know that for sure. Not even
close. You know, you vote for someone.
Obama did the same thing. Go ahead.
Oh, before that, you got, you know, just go back. They say one thing and do something else. Or these guys get in the office, and the next thing you know, what they said when they went in there is not what they do.
That's very true. Well, Jan, I got to jump, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'll see you in church Saturday.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, honey. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That lady's been faithful for a long time, Doug, and I really appreciate her. I really do.
Wow.
Let's go next to Washington State and talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, it's me again. Got the call last night. What a blessing to get to talk to the two of you. I love you both.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to pursue the question I had last night a little more. You said that I was asking about if they come to your door, and you said you'd head for the hills and caves. Well, you wouldn't be able to take your wife along because of her health condition. So,
what you asked last night was if they told me I had to take a whatever to buy and sell, I would say no. That means I would lose everything I had. But if they come to my door, I'm armed. It's just that simple.
That's my question. Would you use it?
Deadly force? Absolutely.
Okay. And you too, Doug? Is that how you feel?
Yes. Yeah, exactly how I feel. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know we wouldn't win, but that's okay. I'm not afraid of dying. So thank
Amen.
You. That was my question.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Another question?
Thank you.
Oh, she's going. Okay. No, I hate to say that, Doug. I really, truly don't want to use deadly force or anything. But I say this with love. I don't say this with threats or malice. If you attack my wife, and I'm saying this out of pure love and respect because I don't want to do this. But, Doug, if a man attacks my wife, I'll kill him. I won't ask him to please stop. I'm not going to pray for him. I'm not going to start speaking in tongues and babble around. I'll shoot him. On my hip is a 30-shot, 22 Magnum pistol.
Wow.
They'll be so full of lead. Time I'm done, they won't be able to walk. I mean, they'll be dead, but they couldn't walk if they wasn't because they'll be full of lead. I'm not mean. I'm not a bit violent. But you don't attack my wife. And if I'm with Doug, somebody attacks him, I'll defend him also. That's what brothers and sisters do for each other. Doug, that's what real men do, period. Defend the weak. Is that not right?
That. Yes. Yes. Where are the real men today, too? The real men who should be occupying the pulpits or the...
I agree.
And the pews as well. Yes.
I mean, the people come to our Lord Bible. We don't get that many people in Bible study. 8 or 10 come, but it's televised, I call it, by computer all over the world every Saturday, or every first and third Saturdays, and it's put out. Everybody can watch online, and the men in that church are armed. And I'm probably the women are, too. I don't ask them, but the men are armed. And we're not there looking for trouble. But it's like a rattlesnake. No. When he rattles at you, he's not looking for trouble. He's saying, just leave me alone. Back off.
Right.
I mean, anyway, let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I want to reiterate something your guest said about the hand of government steering the culture. I grew up as a guitarist, and I chased rock and roll with everything I had. And I've always followed interviews with people who I considered, you know, my inspirations. And I was listening to an interview with a guy named Roger Daltrey. He is the singer for the band called The Who. He was saying that during the 60s, he was approached by a guy, and you can look him up online. His name was, he went by The Bear, and he gave out LSD on behalf of the government. And he told Roger Daltrey, Roger, just stay away from the chemicals. Stay away from the chemicals. And Daltrey did, and he's still healthy today, while a lot of the other rock stars went down. But that, Timothy Leary didn't come up with LSD on his own. That's government influence.
Absolutely, it is. Well, MK Ultra and all that's part of this thing. They started out back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, this is all part of it. And that's why after you learn this truth, Tom, you can't look at the flag the same and say, I love America. I love what America was. I hate what she is.
No, that Chapman boy that shot John Lennon, he was standing behind him shooting at him, but all of John Lennon's shots came to his chest.
Amazing, huh?
Okay, Ultra.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks for calling. And Doug Hagman, very quickly, how do people listen to your program?
HagmanPI.com, two N's on Hagman. HagmanPI.com, there you can find everywhere you need to go. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, God bless you, Doug. I'll be talking to you, folks. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.